This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I just want to kind of give you a quick download here, because I have Greg from Northern Minnesota that has something to share, not only with the state of Minnesota, but with the United States of America, as to how the noose is being tightened on you through this lockdown once again. He'll be joining us in just a couple minutes here during the second segment. Before we get to that, if you want to call in, please do 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page where there's 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. You'll find YouTube right on the right side. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, the same thing there. We're on the front page. Click onto it. YouTube, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, you can do that too. 133 radio stations across the United States of America listening to the show even now. And thank you for making us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts. We are competing with Alex Jones. Why that is, I have no idea, but we are. And we also have 53 countries that are abroad that are listening to us as well. Welcome to the show. Again, if you want to listen to the show, please do give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. So I walk into the grocery store, going fast forward. So I walk into the grocery store, I look at what the propagandists are pushing on the people so I can counter it with the use of the Word of God, discernment by the power of the Holy Ghost, right? 1 Corinthians 2:5 as well. Then also using the Constitution, considering that the communists are in charge of the CIA-controlled media and the useful idiots, the propagandists, as we all the well know. And it said on the front page of the paper, President Trump trying to nullify the vote to remain the president. So the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition. They are creating the fight. And it's interesting, it's not Joe Biden that's doing the fighting, and it's not Donald Trump that's doing the fighting. It's their supporters that don't know the difference is what the problem is, that the media is trying to divide one against another. These are the people that are responsible, friends, for inciting and provoking the people to domestic insurrection. Mark my words, okay? What's interesting about all of this is line upon line, precept upon precept. Last night, after the show, we did a show yesterday with Mario Murillo, by the way. I'll talk to you about that during the last segment today. And interestingly enough, they pulled my channel, YouTube. We've got three strikes. All three strikes came from Tim Brown's show, where he has doctors combating the coronavirus narrative. Okay? So last night I get a phone call from Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. He also does the morning show, if you didn't know that. When I got the phone call, I picked up. I said, hello. He said, hey, something's going on. I go, what do you mean? He goes, the YouTube channel's been pulled. Folks, I have literally hundreds and hundreds of videos on YouTube. We just got 100 megabytes brought into the studio. The channel has grown exponentially, friends, over the last month alone. The first show had 25,000 people on it, okay? Our subscribers are getting about 100 every week and a half, okay? So we're getting a lot of people that are paying attention to the message here, the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. This is what the problem is, friends, because it counters the globalist agenda. Well, I want you to hear what YouTube said. I want you to listen carefully, friends. In America, listen carefully as to what it said, because it has everything to do with what they're trying to divert and distract the American people away with, this battle between Joe Biden and this whole voter fraud going on. It's nothing but a smoke screen to divert you from what they're really doing. What are they doing? They're stifling anybody that's opposed to the narrative concerning COVID-19. What are you talking about, Brad? YouTube pulled my channel, and this is what we said. This is what they said, okay? We know that this might be disappointing, but it's important to us that YouTube is a safe place for all. If content breaks our rules, we remove it. If you think we made a mistake, go ahead and appeal it, right? Okay, but what I want you to hear is how our content violated their policy. YouTube doesn't allow claims about COVID-19 vaccinations that contradict expert consensus from local health authorities or the World Health Organization, WHO is the acronym. Did you hear what they said? They just told you that we will not tolerate anybody that stands in contrast to the narratives that are being thrown down your throats by the mainstream media and the WHO in the mainstream media with the use of the politicians. This is not America. This is a clear violation of your First Amendment. This is against the law, friends. Let me take it a step further so you can understand how they're using Joe Biden and Donald Trump as a smokescreen. Okay, they're distracting you from what it's really about. What is it really about? Well, the same ones selling you the virus are the same ones trying to sell you the vaccinations through totalitarian methods. If you didn't hear this, I want you to listen carefully. This just came out a night and a half ago. My friend Don from Ohio made me aware of this, and I want you to listen to how far they've already pushed this narrative. Are you ready for this? Operation Warp Speed, General, upon emergency use of authorization, this is why they're intensifying COVID and the narrative, friends. They're trying to scare everybody into submission. He said, upon emergency use authorization, all of America must receive vaccination within 24 hours. This is the pill and the jam. This is what they're distracting you from, friends. This is the military telling you, upon emergency use of authorization, all of America must receive a vaccination within 24 hours. I want you to listen to it straight from his own mouth. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
What we're doing to make sure that that we are ready at this level after working these details for the last 6 months, as I've told the team, two things we must have. One, upon emergency use authorization, all of America must receive vaccine within 24 hours, as I said.
Do you hear what he said?
This is incredibly important. Fair and equitable distribution of the vaccine throughout the country simultaneously. There is no haves and have-nots. It is an equitable distribution.
No have and no have-nots. In other words, everyone's going to get one.
Happens.
We're going to make sure it happens, he said. Folks, if you're not alarmed yet, you should be. But maybe this explains why the American people are arming themselves even now. They're talking about, friends, within a 24-hour period, if it comes to the point where it's authorized, every American, not by choice, will receive a vaccination.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We've got much to cover here, and I have my friend Greg calling from northern Minnesota, your friend. He wants to make us aware as to what is taking place as and how the noose is being tightened upon us, friends, concerning Agenda 21. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Greg. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the time. I know we've got much to cover, so let's just start knocking it down, and let's take it to him, my friend. So it's all yours.
Okay, well, thank you very much, first of all, for allowing me to do this. And before I get too far, just in case I would get cut off, I want to give our website, because on that, the first three articles on the website will tell you a lot of what I'm saying today, plus it'll tell you how to get in contact with us and some national organizations that can help you in this fight. So let me give that real quick. It's www.centralmntea.net.
One more time.
Okay, www.centralmntea.net.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay, and so I'm going to jump right into it here. I know you folks are probably really tired of hearing conspiracy theories. Our heads are spinning with it between the election and the COVID.
To be honest with you, Greg, I think people are beginning to understand that they're not theories. I think more than anything, people are becoming aware of the fact that there is real conspiracy taking place. I don't think anybody at this point can deny it any longer. But say on.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is that it can be kind of depressing unless you realize that you actually do have a say. As a citizen, there are actually things you can do to counteract this stuff right in your own local community. While we were asleep and paying attention to other things, these folks slowly moved into all our communities.
Yep.
And so I'm going to jump right into it here. It's a thing called regional governance, or the fourth branch of government. And it's all unelected officials, and they bypass our elected officials to control our local communities. They lump us together our counties into, say, five or six different counties, and they manage from that vantage point. So what I'm going to do here, I've got seven major bullet points, and I'm going to read each one, and then after that, I'm going to allow Bradley, if you want to ask me questions at that point, that way it'll make it easier, I think, for people to follow. Okay, first I'm going to say, what are their goals? The goals are the 17 sustainable goals of the UN, which you can look up on your computer there. They call it sustainable development. They don't call it Agenda 21. And if you bring it up to any of your elected officials, they'll just laugh at you and say, well, that's just a myth. You say, yes, but it's sustainable development. And you can prove it to yourself and to them online. It's exactly the same thing, same wording, everything. Smart growth, the whole bit. No different. So, at any rate, so what are they based on? They're based on the climate and Kyoto Paris Accords, which Trump backed out of, but Biden vows to rejoin. It is not actually about climate, but full-blown restructured society called social justice. So before I go any further, Bradley, you got some questions?
No, I just want to make sure we don't get everybody directed, because this is I'm a preacher first and foremost. It's my job to point my finger at the Christ, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. And there's enough evidence to understand that both these guys that we're seeing on a national level through this political process, if you want to call it that, they're both players in the global agenda. And the fact of the matter is, we can talk about how Trump is a good guy all day long. The fact of the matter is, where's the DOJ to put the hammer down? That's his job, according to Article 2, Section 3. So without further ado, and again, without taking time away from what we're talking about right now, Greg, the fact of the matter is, we the people have to take responsibility. We the people in this country are the government. And what I'm hearing you tell me right now is our said representatives are standing down while others are operating outside of them and beyond and over them. And they're working on the American people right now in upending our U.S. Constitution to take over the country in which we have today. So it just comes back to this responsibility, Greg. We have to take responsibility and do what the politicians, we need to counter what the politicians are doing, because they're no longer working for we the people. We can clearly see now, especially by what you just said, they are in fact working for special interest groups, and I've had enough of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Republicans are just as bad as the
That's
Democrats.
Right.
Actually,
thank you.
Actually, it might surprise you. There is actually a website out there, a group out there called Democrats Against Agenda 21. Believe it or not, there are still a lot of working class Democrats. I'm hoping they voted for Trump this time, but there are a lot of good, well-meaning, relatively conservative Democrats left, and they are against Agenda 21. You can look it up. Democrats Against Agenda 21.
Well, I think everybody would be against Agenda 21 if they took the time to actually study and understand what Agenda 21 is about. So I think it would apply to all of us, but they want to keep some of us in the dark, and then the other part, they want to use us as the useful idiots to implement that which is un-American, unconstitutional. Therefore, we would call that treason, Article 3, Section 3. But say on.
I agree.
Amen.
So don't expect your Republicans to jump right on board and help you. A few of them will. There are still a few good ones out there, even here in Minnesota. And I apologize for the way I said that, but we're known for being pretty liberal. But there's some good ones.
You know,
but you got to get their attention, and you have to show them the proof. And that's what I'm going to do here today.
Amen.
I'm going to show you the proof, so there'll be no doubt in yours or anybody's mind who's looking at this stuff. Okay, my second question here is, who are they? Well, nationally, it's groups called the League of Cities, the American Planning Association. Those are the two main ones that work in every state. They work very closely with much of the green movement and a whole host of social justice groups. Recently, though, a Minnesota group known as Sourcewell is beginning to show up. Google them in your state. I've Googled them in several states. Just say, like, Sourcewell in Texas is an example, and they will come up and they'll tell you what they do. They are basically a buying club. They have a national group and an international group that are really a big buying club is what they are. But what they do is they'll buy huge amounts of things like, let's say, school desks. Then they'll go to the schools and say, hey, we have this great deal for you on school desks. Save them a fortune. And they will accept that. And so they do this all around the country. They make a lot of money. But then they come back with grants and offer free money for certain projects. And I'll go into that more in just a little bit. But I want you to get that name in your mind. Fix that name in your mind, Sourcewell.
Sourcewell.
Because they're becoming one of the worst in the country, and you will find them in your state if you look hard enough.
Okay, so we have
these second point.
We have these companies such as Sourcewell operating in the United States of America being used to basically see who will sell out their own country unbeknownst to the individuals that would be basically taking on and biting onto the hook that they're throwing in the water, per se.
Absolutely, and they've got all this free money, they say. But you've got to understand, it's not even close to free. You always hear about strings attached. You won't readily see the strings because what they're done, they're covered by federal and state regulations, particularly federal. Now, Trump has removed a lot of those. Actually, he's gone through, in HUD in particular, he's removed hundreds and hundreds of lines that Obama had added illegally. But basically, any of these grants that these guys take, their projects down the road are going to cost them a fortune. They're going to cost the taxpayers a fortune. I'll give you one quick example. Silver Bay, Minnesota. They built an airport a few years back with a federal grant. And then here about a year ago, they discovered there were some things they had to do according to federal regulations. They could not afford it. They may now have to close their airport. I haven't checked on that in a couple of months, but last I heard, they were likely going to have to close their airport. This is what you're going to see, things like trails and all these wonderful things. Yep. I enjoy walking trails, but it's going to cost you folks a fortune down the road. This is what you have to tell your elected officials.
I just wanted to add on, friends, so you understand, this is how slaves are made. If free money, no such thing. You're selling your soul when you sell out the truth, and the Bible says buy the truth and sell it not. So just wanted to make sure we're all up to par on that. Greg, you're doing a great job, my friend. What's point three?
Okay, point three, I actually just covered it. I got carried and I overran number three.
Oh,
so that's just what I told you about titled it was How Do They Get a Foothold in the Community, and that's how with the grant and so forth.
Okay.
Number four, where do they get their funding? Well, in the case of Sourcewell, they're a national and international group, as I already told you. But also in Minnesota, they've been elevated to an agency, an actual state agency. And so all their employees, and they have lots of employees, are state government employees. And they get all the goodies and the benefits of our state. So all their employees are paid by the taxpayer. But then, of course, they make their money from the sales. But the big money that really, this is what may surprise a few of you out there, the big money comes from the foundations, and that would be like the Ford Foundation, the Hormel Foundation, McKnight, Blandin, and in Minnesota, even the Initiative Foundation. The Initiative Foundation, to you Minnesota listeners, is actually part of McKnight. McKnight was busted about 6 months back for giving some money support to eco-terrorist training camps.
Oh, my goodness.
And
I got to take a hard break. I got my friend Greg calling from northern Minnesota, telling us as to what's going on concerning the Agenda 21 in America as the noose is being tightened upon us. It's not just in Minnesota, friends. It's in America. We'll be right back on the other side.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The time is ticking for lawmakers on Capitol Hill to come together on another coronavirus relief bill before the end of the year. Both the Congress and Senate will be on Thanksgiving recess next week. National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow believes a targeted package is needed.
We are working on repurposing unused funds for exactly that. Yes, targeted, not $3 trillion. Stuff like small businesses, airlines perhaps, restaurants, just those targets.
The CDC says the nation is on pace to reach nearly 300,000 COVID-19 deaths by Christmas. There were nearly 2,000 Americans who died yesterday because of the coronavirus. New infections continue to rise and are approaching 200,000. There was a record of nearly 183,000 reported on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany held her first press briefing at the White House since the election. McEnany was asked about a transition of power should President Trump lose his legal challenges. McEnany reminds everyone about what happened when President Trump was elected in 2016.
You had 70 lawmakers say we're not coming to his inauguration, Democratic lawmakers. You had Elizabeth Warren saying we're going to attempt to obstruct the Trump transition by urging the Government Accountability Office to investigate the incoming Trump transition. In January of that year, you had President Obama have a by-the-book meeting where they talked about the Logan Act, using that act to go after Lieutenant General Michael Flynn.
The U.S.-Canadian border closure is being extended due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. Canada's Prime Minister is saying the soonest the border will reopen to non-essential travel is December 21st. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I got my friend Greg from Northern Minnesota telling us about Agenda 21 and the siege that is in real time. It's being played out in real time today. Did not mean to cut you off, Greg. We are on point number 4. Where do they get their funding?
Yes, sir. And did you catch the part about the foundations?
I did, but I just wanted to make sure our listeners caught it as well. So you can go ahead and reiterate it if you don't mind.
I sure will. Yeah, an awful lot of the funding for these guys around the country actually comes from the major foundations like Ford, Hormel, McKnight, and Blandin. Now in Minnesota, there's the Initiative Foundation, which a lot of people actually think are a pretty good outfit, but they work directly with McKnight. And as I said, McKnight got busted recently for giving money to eco-terrorist group training. So that's where these guys stand.
So when you say eco, so Greg, when you say that's exactly right. I mean, this alliance, you see the corporations, the government suggests something, and then you see the corporations enforce it. It's the same thing that you're saying, seeing today is concerning COVID-19 and this perpetuated fraud. The government comes out, says wear a mask, and well, we don't have the authority because the 10th Amendment stands to impede our way concerning state rights, so on and so forth, respective to the people and the states. So what are the corporations coming in? Well, we're going to enforce what they just got done saying. There's a clear alliance going on through the corporations because they do it simultaneously and they do it in concert. And as a matter of fact, the Bible's clear when it says Isaiah 28 verse 18 that there's an alliance. There's a covenant of death and there's a covenant of hell and it will be disannulled again. But I want to tell the American people it's either going to be disannulled now through justice us enforcing the laws that corruption is not enforcing, we either are going to do it or we're going to lose our country. There is no in-betweenites. I just want to make clear as to what people are hearing right now, because the corporations are the ones funding our own demise. They have failed to understand that their kids are a part of this equation as well.
Absolutely. And before I move on to step five, which is going to be more of the local, how do you find it in your own community, I have to say one more thing about Sourcewell. As I said, they were buying school desks and other things, giving cheaper products to schools. In the state of Minnesota, they now control nearly every school program in the state, every one of them, including the extreme sex ed. Now, I don't know how many of you folks have been exposed to this. You need to get a hold of a book called It's Perfectly Normal. You can find it online.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's criminal.
Backers,
it's criminal. Here. I've done 364 high schools across the country. Except two, were Christian schools. Every single one of them were public schools. And if I was to go in and do a high school assembly and advocate and indoctrinate the way that these books are in public schools, I'd be arrested on the spot and I'd be charged with pedophilia. And yet the bureaucrats are creating this, and the parents are the ones dropping their kids off to be indoctrinated by the bureaucrats. That's what's happening here, Greg.
Well, and Planned Parenthood is one of the big backers of this.
Yep.
And in Minnesota, the Department of Education is actually behind it as well. And now in Minnesota, it's not legal yet to actually teach the students. But it is legal to teach the teachers. So Sourcewell has been grandly going across the whole state this last year teaching the teachers. And then rogue teachers, as I call them, wayward teachers, outlaw teachers, go directly to the children. Now, we know that because we've had parents come to us. We've had teachers. We even had a child, a 10-year-old, come to us and tell us in front of his mother, who didn't believe it. But none of them will come forward so far. So it's a little bit tough to prove it, but we know that Sourcewell's teaching the teachers. And one of the links that I'll give you in a minute when I get a little farther along, in fact, on my website, you'll find it. One of the links there shows clearly the Sourcewell has been given that job.
Amen. Well, here we are. We are walking it out during the siege, are we not? What's the next point there, Greg?
Okay, where can you find the culprits in your community? Well, Google the website of your city or town or township. I don't know how many of you folks are familiar with townships, but if you live outside the city limits, it may or may not be called a township, but there are governing bodies for, I think it's 640 acres each one or something like that. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to, shouldn't. But anyhow, there are these little governing bodies all throughout the rural areas of America that are run by farmers and people like that, and they're perfectly good. Most of them are very conservative. A couple of them have comprehensive plans. I better wait till I get into explaining comprehensive. But anyhow, this also includes your townships if you live out in the country. So what is it you're looking for? You're looking for a thing right on the website called the Comprehensive Plan. And some you won't see it right on the webpage. You'll have to go into, like, planning and zoning. You can look under that. Or in one case in Montana recently, I had to dig all the way into their ordinances, and I found the words comprehensive plan all throughout the ordinances. So I went back to the people at City Hall there. None of them had ever heard of it. None of them have ever heard of it. So somewhere somebody snuck that in, and what it says is any of these ordinances that you enforce will have to be done alongside the comprehensive plan. They don't even know what it is, but I guarantee they're going to find out when they go to try to do it.
Yeah.
So look closely for this plan. And even if it isn't called comprehensive plan, it's a planning document for, say, the next 10 years. Now, they're not all bad. I've looked at a couple in Kentucky, a couple in Missouri that are not all that bad. And there's nothing wrong with having a plan to decide what you're going to do for the next 10 years. It only makes sense to organize your communities that way. But what these guys are doing is they're slipping in all this Agenda 21 sustainable development language into it.
Yep.
So, again, before I go any farther, go ahead and ask.
Oh, no. No, I'm with you. The devil's in the details, brother. And I'm just thinking about the 86% of the people in this country that call themselves Christians that have been taught, thou shalt not judge. Thou shalt not judge is what's destroying this country right now. And, again, just going back to the point, the devil's in the details. And as you said, they've just snuck them in. It's curious, or I should say I'm curious to know, Greg, as to how were they snuck in? Who's responsible for implementing these policies, per se, in these little townships across the country? Who's responsible for doing this?
Well, the same groups that I've been mentioning. Now, yep. In Minnesota, in our area, they actually call it Sourcewell is one, and the other is Region 5. But there's different names, you know, everywhere you go. And you can actually go on their websites and see what they call themselves in other parts of the state. They're the ones that come in and write the plan. Remember, they've got the big money, Sourcewell, and they'll come in and say, listen, to write a comprehensive plan can be very, very difficult, very consuming, time-consuming, and very expensive. We'll write it for you, and they'll show you a document of about 140 pages, and it's all beautiful and colored and everything. And,
yeah, of
and
course.
The guys say, and they say, you don't have to do anything. We'll just give it to you. Now, it's a $5,000 document, but we'll give you a grant for $2,500.
Yeah.
And these guys just fall all over themselves to accept it because it seems like a great thing. But in a minute, I'm going to explain to you how you'll recognize the problems with these. So can I move into that?
Yeah, we can. We got about 4 minutes left, but go ahead, Greg.
Okay, I can cover this one. How do you recognize if your plan is a bad one? The language. Words like sustainable, open spaces, smart growth, safe cities, trails, and look closely how they plan to use those trails.
Yep.
That's the key. In Minnesota, they're starting to do a lot of eminent domain to get their massive trail system through. We have plenty of trails. We have more trails than we can even use. But they are beginning, especially around Fergus Falls area, they're beginning to take a lot of farmers' lands just so they can make more and more trails. They want to make them international. They want to connect them to both Mexico and Canada.
Gotcha.
You should see what they want to do to the city of Little Falls. They literally want to carve it all up, put new parks everywhere in every neighborhood, and put a whole series of trails from every park to every school in the city.
Yep.
Now, you tell me how they're going to do that without taking a whole bunch of land and screwing traffic up something fierce. But this is honestly, so look for those words that I just gave you. And again, you'll see that on our website. I don't expect you to remember all the things I'm putting out, but that website I gave you, the first three articles will cover these things, and they'll also give you contact information where you can contact us. And where you can contact wonderful groups out there, there's a national group called American Policy Center with Tom DeWeese, and he's fighting this on a national level. He's just now starting to get into the local stuff a little bit, and he has a book called Sustainable, and I urge you to get it. You can get it on Amazon used for about $10. It's very short, very easy to read, but it'll use all these terms, and it'll tell you what they mean and how it's being used around the country, so you can easily walk into your comprehensive plan and look at it and pull out the bad stuff.
Yeah, you put on here, John Birch Society has been warning us for 60 years. The media has been real busy demonizing that organization, who is now, again, being exonerated through time. As for the ones warning us as to the truth of the matter, and the media was trying to do what? Distract us into thinking that these guys were a bunch of conspiracy theories. Theorists. We got 2 more minutes, Greg. Go ahead and shoot away. And before we end the 2 minutes, please give your information out again. And I think you've been very clear and very precise as to how you've laid this out. I think you've done a great job, Greg.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. So will I get another chance to come back, or is this going to be it?
We will do it. This is the end of the show right here for us. I got one more segment after that, but we can do another show. I would be more than happy to pull you up again to do another show, in fact.
Okay. So, yeah, but please look at that website. And you want me to give that website out again?
Sure.
That is www.centralminteaparty.net. Look at those first three articles. And as you mentioned, John Birch Society, and Tom DeWeese is working with them now. So we're getting a lot of good help there. And there are chapters of John Birch Society in every state and probably just about every county. Don't be afraid to contact those guys. Don't believe what they told you about them being a bunch of crazies, because they're the ones that warned us about all that stuff for many, many years.
That's right.
So I urge you to do that. So really, if that's all the time I've got, then I think I covered most of it.
I think you did.
Greg,
you
did.
You were very clear, brother. Boy, oh boy, that was the quickest, clearest download I've ever heard in all my life. We will most definitely have you back, Greg. I'm impressed with how well you did. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. Thank you. But guys, go to your city council, go to your county commissioners and your township board and show them this stuff.
Got it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. Thank you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies. What we need to do is probably get Greg on to be a contributor and start informing the people through sonsoflibertymedia.com, because I think that guy was very clear. I think that guy was very precise, and I'm seeing their comments right now thanking Greg. So, Greg, I know you're listening right now. We just want to tell you, you did a great job, sir, and I will most definitely pull you back up on the show. That was very clear, and you definitely have a teaching gift, by the way. So I wanted to let you know that. But, friends, if you want to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, join us on YouTube, join us on Top Chat. As you know, I started the show off today sharing with you, friends, our growth and then what happened last night. YouTube pulled our channel. They are being very dictatorial. You need to understand this is exactly why we're in the fight. We've seen this coming a long time ago. And don't forget to support ministries such as this one, please, because we are hands-on. We're not in the back. playing church inside of the building, friends. No, we're out there doing what we're called and commanded to do by God. You know, we're not hearers of the word only, deceiving ourselves. No, we're doers of the word, and we're blessed in doing just that. James 2:14-26. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top left. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, please do. Now's the time to do that. I want to explain some of the things that took place yesterday on yesterday's show. Before I do that, I'm going to talk to you about Mario Murillo. I'm going to take a quick phone call, and I will make this call quick. Cool? Quick phone call. I'll make it quick. You get it, right? Joni, Georgia, thank you for holding on. You were on there for about 38 minutes. What say you?
Okay. We have got tyranny going on here in the state of Georgia, and let me tell you how that happened. When Governor Bryant Kemp signed all these, his most recent order, in particular, which is 52 pages long, I had to read it. But I had my religious liberty violated yesterday, and I was told, because I called everybody and their brother at the state level. The governor's office sent me to the AG who couldn't answer questions. They sent me back to DPH. DPH told me that since the governor signed that order, they were now in charge. So the U.S. Constitution is suspended, the Georgia Constitution is suspended, and any laws that protect any rights that you have are now suspended. So they can deny you your religious liberty as far as the mask goes, and if you're on federal land, which I was when my rights were violated, my religious liberty rights, that they don't have to follow the Constitution either.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court said that.
Joni, really quick, just so you understand how this is happening in this country because of the indoctrination that's been taking place in our country for decades. The federal government is a creation of the states. The states are not a creation of the federal government, okay? It's a limited government. They want you to believe what they're saying, just like these unconstitutional edicts that we're talking about right now. Again, I've shared with you over and over and over again, and my listeners, that they are unconstitutional, say if the Constitution and the federal judges and the state Supreme Courts are coming forward to reinforce the position of the law against the tyrants that we all know as mayors and or governors that need to be reeled in. And thank God we have provision in Article 2, Section 4, and Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution. So I just want to make sure that everything that you've said so far and what they've said to you is completely untrue. And I'm sure that you're aware, Joni, that it is untrue.
Yes, it is untrue, but they're operating on that. And I had a lawyer tell me today that the Supreme Court did this. So, yeah, in Georgia, they say you have no rights whatsoever, which is a lie, but still that's what they're doing. But I had a lawyer tell me the Supreme Court denied religious liberty.
Yeah, they don't have the right to do that. They're out of their scope of authority. Yeah, when you read Article 3, Section 1, judges sit during good behavior. When they act outside of their scope of authority, they are impeachable as well. America, if we understood our forefathers, what it was that they established, and we, out of gratitude, understood their sacrifice, and out of that sacrifice, we took the time to study and show ourselves approved. I'll tell you what, we would not be in the situation that we're in right now. Joni, I totally are with you, 100%. We're totally 100% with you. I know that there's organizations like Liberty Council, ADF, Rutherford Institute. You need to call some of those attorneys because they will help you for free in the process of you being violated.
Yes, and I also need some help here in Georgia to get protests started so that we can combat all this everywhere.
Amen.
In this state.
Amen. We love you, kiddo. You stay in the fight for the sake of time. Again, thank you for holding on so long, Joni. But I do have to finish this up because there was so much talk of this online last night and today concerning my time with that of Mario Murillo. Now, you guys all know who Mario Murillo is. He's been on the scene for a long time. He hangs around a lot of shady preachers, boy. Name it and claim it preachers. I knew who he was all the well before I pulled him up on the radio. The first thing I wasn't going to do, just for the record, people were saying, well, Bradley, why was he so mellow? Others, I saw it for what it was. Bradley, you were being totally respectful. I was, on purpose, because I knew once we started to get to his article concerning Never Trumpers and equating them to haters, which is the spirit of the world, it's not the word of God in any sense of the world. Jesus said he was hated for what? He was hated for exposing the evil. King David said in Psalm 109, he was hated for what? Exposing the evil, for his love, right? And it's exactly what he is promulgating through his preaching today. He is teaching, along with the spirit of the world, to hate those that tell the truth. He was equating those that exposed Donald Trump for his crimes against we the people. He was equating them as Trump haters. Hate doesn't tell the truth, friends. Love tells the truth. And Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, know this. The world hated me before it hated you. But keep in mind what he said. This is my commandment, that you love one another, and the world hates you. You know it hated me before it hated you. So real love tells the truth. And by the way, we're not talking about a reprobate love. We're not talking about a fallen man love here. We're talking about a holy love that's given unto us by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, Romans 5:5. So I was doing my best to let it ride out, ask him some serious questions, and I asked him the question, since the 1960s, the fallout. And he kept diverting my questions over and over and over and over and over again. And I kept bringing it back to him, okay? Why all these anarchists? So I equated to the antinomianists, those that have no regard to God's moral law. I showed him that all the way up until 1962. It used to be the law and the prophets. Now preachers today are preaching out against the law as legalists, which is not true. The fulfilling of the law is love. God gave his law because he loves, not because he hates, not because he wants to make a bunch of robots. Okay? I brought that into the equation. I showed him Martin Luther's quote concerning false grace. And I told him, look what's on the scene today. Instead of Jesus Christ, who spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes, what do we have on the scene? A bunch of preachers that have created a Jesus that looks just like them. And what are they? They're name it and claim it preachers. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. And you could hear him slowly getting worked up. And then during the last segment, I asked him the question. I want to get to some of your comments. Okay. And I kept bringing him back to what brings the conviction of sin? What brings conversion? I kept bringing him back to it, and he kept avoiding my questions. Okay, I can't put words into his mouth for him. I had some guy say, well, Bradley's supposed to be a truther, and look, he didn't even go anywhere with him. Well, I'm not going to put the words into his mouth for him. I'm going to keep bringing him back to my point, and that's where I kept bringing him. Okay? When I got to the Trump issue, the Donald Trump issue, there was a you saw the real Mario Murillo. And then what he did is he asked me the question, because I showed him a little bit about our background, how we're supposed to be pointing our finger to like our forefathers, and there's no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. Well, he said, what was the reason for the France? Why did they come into play then? And he equated that to Donald Trump. I said, well, that was the answer to their appeal. Before the end of the show, I asked him for another show, and he said, no, that's why I won't be on your show again. I said to him, I said, what you're afraid that Joe Biden will do, Donald Trump has been doing to us for 4 and 5 years now. And he got really angry about that. I asked him a couple times, would you do another show? Because we were now just starting to get real. At the end of the show, I started getting emails and texts. Bradley, I heard... He just negated his message because he started to attack you. I know he attacked me. I know what I was dealing with. I know why I brought him on the radio. That's why I wanted to do a second show. So I asked him, would you do a second show? He again said no on the radio. Okay? Because now I'm going to show you the fruits on this corrupt administration. I said that verbatim. And then he said, that's why I'm not going to be on the show. Okay? I texted him after the show. I emailed him the show. He said I was being disrespectful. Why would I come back to be treated like that? I did nothing but do my best to not disrespect him, and I didn't, okay? But once he started to attack me, friends, you need to understand my gift. Once he started to attack me, if you watch the video, I started to light up because now it's on. Now we're in the contending for the faith. Now he's given me just permission to respond to his attacks. If I was the one that came out and I started to attack him, to start chopping him up in pieces, regardless if it's him or a caller, folks, people are going to look at me and say, well, why did you do that? Okay? But I did it the right way. I let him do it to me. By the way, 2 emails going back and forth with him, he said he was trying to make excuses as to why he wouldn't come back on the show, and he said, why would I do that when you disrespected me the way that I did? Listen to the show, friends.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.